Good morning. 10:40 a.m. on Saturday, December the 7th, 2019. Footing's a lot better this morning, I'll tell you that. What a difference a day makes. I got my words in this morning, 2400. I'm at 50K for the butler, the wizard's butler. It's coming along nicely. Somebody asked in a comment. I'll answer the comment on the blog when I get back. But I'll also answer the question. I'll give you the question and give you the answer. How long does it take after you've got first draft? And the answer is a couple, 3-4 weeks. The bottleneck is going to be cover and editor. Karen Conlon is my editor, and she's very good and also in very high demand. I have a slot reserved, but I don't have a date assigned to that slot. So she will accept any book I send her, but she's not going to guarantee that she's going to be able to go to work on it like that day. So she has Cape Grace. The last I heard from her, she was still working out from underneath a huge November job. And I have no grounds to falter on that. I still don't have the covers from Jesse Young yet either, so it's not like one of them is holding up the process. Both of them are, so I can't. There's not a lot of leverage I got. I can't force either one of them to, or guilt either one of them into moving the project along any faster. So there we go. After I get done with the first draft, my new process will be to put it in second draft mode while I continue my 2K a day drive for 2020. The 2K toucan. We had the Nano Rhino for a while. And now we're going to do the 2K toucan. There's a bird theme. In large part because the Dizzy Dragons that I play with, that I write with, are really the prime movers behind the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Independent Publishers Liaison. And oh, I guess they're calling it the League now. Independent Publishers. Independently Published Authors League. Okay. Whatever it is, the IPAL group that sponsors, organizes, puts on a couple times a year Novel-rama, where the spirit animal is a llama because we've got no drama. Don't you get on your drama llama. We're going to do Novel-rama. Which is cheesy as hell, but that's what it is. And we try to do 25,000 words in 4 days, and quite frequently people make it. And the people who are most surprised when they make it are the people who think, I can only do 500 words a day. How do you expect me to do 25,000 words by Monday night? And the answer turns out to be pretty stupidly simple. Put your butt in the chair, write the damn book. Put words on the page. Doesn't matter if they're good words, as long as they're words. Put them on the page. It's like National Novel Writing Month. It's like it doesn't matter if they're good words. Most of them probably aren't. As you get better at it, more of them will be good words. And you'll be able to put them down faster. But magic happens in second draft. The story develops in second draft. The first draft is just sort of like the pencil sketch on the canvas for what's going to come. And while a lot of the pencil sketching might be really good, some of it isn't going to survive. Some of it's going to just get erased and replaced with something better. So, my second draft targets, when I get to the point where I can work on either the Barbarian book, still waiting for the kid to give me her half, or move on to Butler as second draft, because I can see that story coming to a close here, probably in the next certainly within the next 30,000 words, definitely under 100,000. But when that goes into second draft, I will take whatever the word count is and divide it by 10, and that's how many words a day I will allocate to editing. And sometimes that'll take like nothing, and sometimes that'll take 10,000 words a day to edit. Is, you're reading it and you're going over it and you're thinking about the story and you're looking at a sentence and you're thinking, that's not the right sentence, that's not the right word, didn't I talk about this earlier or later? And so you have to go looking for it. So sometimes it's 10,000 words goes really fast, and sometimes 10,000 words takes like the rest of the goddamn day. Oh. A couple gooses flying overhead. But generally, so 10 days to get the second draft. It's usually less. And then I will do a quick and dirty format. Assuming I don't need to do a third draft, once in a while I will do another draft. I'll do another pass through and not actually accept the second draft, but go make another draft through, another or run through it just to see, okay, did I get everything that I wanted to get on? Does the story now say what I wanted to say? And sometimes I'll change this at that point. But basically the second draft is the point where I take the manuscript and translate it into an EPUB and call for beta readers. Which reminds me, I need to set up that beta reader sign up. In my newsletter. I need to get that taken care of before the 15th climbs upon me again and I am left gasping with, oh damn, I was going to do that. Because I don't know what the status of things is going to be next week. I should probably do that today. Do it today while it's fresh in my mind. I'm thinking about it. So beta readers usually get like 3 or 5 days, sometimes a week. And then I take their feedback and go through it to see if there's stuff I need to fix. And a lot of beta readers come back with a lot of typos, which are wonderful, and I do go through and correct all of the typos that they report. But my real goal with beta readers is, does the story work? And if it doesn't, can you tell me where it left the rails? And if one person says, it's like Alice's restaurant. One person says something's wrong, okay. 2 people say something's wrong. 50 people say something's wrong, then there's a movement. And it ain't literate. So anyway, that's where we are in that. It takes, if Karen could get the book back to me in 2 weeks, which she normally does for most of my work, I suspect Cape Grace is going to cause her a little bit more trouble just because of the fragmented nature of the story. And it's a hard story to read. If she can get the book back to me in 2 weeks, I can usually get it out within another week. So the question isn't how much time does it take from first draft to publication. The real question is how long does it take from beta readers to publication? Because beta readers is really the milestone that I look at. Because if I can get it to beta readers and get beta reader feedback within 1 week, I can get it to Karen and she can usually get me the final within 2 weeks. By then I will have a cover and a product description and everything I need in order to format the book. It'll take me a day or two to go through Karen's suggested changes and observations, and then it's only a matter of a day at the most to get the ebook out. I'm also fussy about my paperback. I will not upload the word processing document and let Amazon handle it. That's just asking for trouble. Good morning.
Hello.
So I always, it usually takes me about a day. A little longer if there are a lot of chapters that I have to mark and tag. But it usually takes me another day or two to format it for paperback. And I'll throw the paperback up. These days I've been throwing the paperback up as fast as I can, because while only about, Jesus, how many, get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. I sold, in November, I sold 75. Across all the titles, every book, I sold 75 paperbacks. And maybe it was 80. I don't remember the number now. I just pulled the numbers down for November yesterday, and of course I can't remember 10 minutes ago, so ask me to remember numbers from that. But I sold 10 times that. I sold, that was a lot more than that. Well, I sold 500 ebooks and had 500 ebooks worth of page reads on Kindle Unlimited. So, the equivalent of 1,000 units in digital format compared to 80 in paperback. And while, you know, I don't, I'm certainly willing to accept the $250, whatever it was, that I get from selling those books. I've said it before. It's really customer service. It's not really revenue. 2 days to format and put it up as a paperback is not. You know, it's like, okay, I get that $250, paid back eventually. I get that time compensated eventually, but it's not really, paperbacks are not really where my bread is buttered, which is one of the reasons that I'm trying to reorganize things so that I'm always adding more to the new story queue, even while I know I keep producing the stuff that's ready to move on down the pipeline. That's probably more inside baseball than you really care to hear about. But it's really the whole thing is the driver behind 2K a day, the 2K toucan. Because in the past, what I would do is that I would take a couple of months and I'd think about a book. And then I would write the book, and then that would take another month, a month and a half, sometimes two. Cape Grace is an anomaly. It took 11. But in the past, I would get a book, I would get the draft, I would get the second draft out to betas, I'd put the beta feedback together, and I would put out the manuscript to Karen, and she would have it back to me, and I would publish it. And then it would be another couple of months before I started writing anything else, because I had to think about the new book. That's got to stop. I have to stop that. That's not something readers need to be dealing with. That's not something that I want to be dealing with going forward. So my goal is to not be a binge writer, not do 10K days, not do even 5K days, but to do 2,000 words a day. So 100,000 words in 50 days, a little less than 2 months. And while I'm writing those, when I have my work done by 10 o'clock in terms of new words, that leaves time enough in the day for me to work on other production tasks, like the second draft, like formatting. I suspect Butler will be out. Butler may be out before Cape Grace is done, the rate we're going. I have to see. Karen is usually not longer than a month, so, and maybe January I can get Cape Grace out. And then follow up with the Butler in, well, I should have it done. 62,000 words this month if I manage to stay on track. Should have Butler done. I should have Butler done by the end of the month. I've got a cover artist working on that cover already, so that's not an issue. But I'm thinking, I went and looked at Space Opera the other day. And the Space Opera bestseller list is depressing. It's stupid. It's the same bang bang shoot 'em up, big explosion, spaceships chasing spaceships on covers of military science fiction books. And if you switch back and forth between the military science fiction list and the space opera list, there's not a lot of difference between the two. And it's like, this is not right. This bugs me. This bugs me as a fundamental existential level. It's like, this is crazy. This is not how it's supposed to be. And of course, the only way for me to fix that is to write the books that need to go in there. So I suspect, I hope Cape Grace will show up there as soon as that gets published. But I'm going back to science fiction. I've got The Barbarian, I've got The Wizard, The Butler. And, I've had my break. It's time for me to go back to science fiction. I'm not quite ready to go back to Ishmael yet. I need to think some more about, you know, what the stories are. And somebody wrote in one of the groups I'm in. Somebody said, yeah, I'd really like to read a story that isn't about how they got together, but how they made it work. They were talking about romance books. Specifically, they were talking about science fiction romance. And they didn't want to. They were tired of reading about having the main characters get together and having the story end happily ever after. They were more interested in how does. I think it was S.M. Ryan. It was Sarah Ryan who put that in. She was really more interested in, okay, how do you make these relationships work? And hell if I know. I don't know how you make a relationship work. God knows. Day at a time, I guess. But I don't know what kind of plot that looks like. I don't know what kind of story that is. I need to think about that a little bit more before I get back to the Chernyakhova. But one of the other ideas that came up over and over and over and over and over again last month when I asked for feedback from the readers about what they'd like to see. One of them was stories about specific stations. One of them was stories about any of the stations. One of them was this sort of Babylon 5, Deep Space Nine kind of take on it, where the station was the setting, and the stories came to the setting. Stories came to the station. It was like life like on the station. I think it was just, was it yesterday or the day before, somebody suggested Dark Knight. They wanted to know how Brokaw Condor got Dark Knight Station started, or what the origin of Brokaw Condor's influence on Dark Knight Station was. It's like, okay, this might have some legs. This, I've got a bunch of characters that are already established there. I've got a bunch of stories that are happening there, at least in part. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched to start a new Tales from Toehold series that talked about life in CPJCT space, that from the perspective of somebody who lived on the station, not from the perspective of somebody who's ferrying cargo around, but from somebody who's working and living on the station and what that looks like. Again, taking a sort of, I don't necessarily want to be talking about the captain of the station, which would be Dark Knight Station, that would be Virgo Condor. I don't necessarily want to be taking it from his perspective, but it occurs to me that from the perspective of the police captain, I think I might have talked about this before, from the perspective of the police captain, Ocella, that could be an interesting setup. I also, one of the other questions that comes up all the time is, what would it be like if Ishmael hadn't gotten on the Lois? And so, you know, the people who fall through the cracks. It could be an interesting notion, and I want to explore that a little bit more. But I will be going back to science fiction as soon as I get done with the butler. In the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.